And I'm Anina. I'm the current president, and I also have a few people from our board here.
Hi, I'm Pia and I'm one of the event coordinators.
Hello, I'm Barbara. I'm the vice president.
Hello, I'm Paulina, and I'm event coordinator.
Hi, I'm Josh and I am the secretary.
And we still have one coming.
Hi, I'm Lily and I'm the trips coordinator. Sorry that I'm late.
You just came perfectly. So then moving on, how many of you guys has heard about ESM before? Okay, so quite a few. I think many of you are Erasmus students. So ESN Jyväskylä, we are the local section of Erasmus Student Network. So how the ESN goes, we have the international level, then we have all of the national levels, such as like ESN Finland here, and then all of the local sections, such as ESN Jyväskylä, and maybe from the cities where you're coming from, they also have ESN section there. So the ESN mission is for the enrichment of society through international students. And a little bit about us. So ESN in the whole Europe, we are the key student volunteer organizations. We have over 400 local sections, and we reach about 300,000 students each year. So we do a lot of work with the students. And then some of the courses. So these are all of the activities, how we can like divide ESN activities or like under what kind of categories. So for the education and youth, there is this project called Erasmus in Schools. So, for example, some exchange students might go to the schools and tell a little bit about their like country or their culture to the elementary students, and that's why Erasmus thinks that maybe it helps like or maybe it motivates the kids like in the future to participate in the mobility, and also about the culture. So you're coming in a new country. Probably that's one of the reasons why you came here, to like get to know a new culture. But also here in ESN, we have a bunch of cultural events. So we tell you a little bit more about the student culture here, but also like about like our culture. We have sauna events and that kind of things. And also social inclusion is really important. So ESN also try like aims to give back to the society, like that is like surrounded by us. And of course, the health and well-being. Sometimes students might be stressed when they come to a new country, so we organize, for example, sports events to like help you with your well-being. And employability, we might have some workshops sometimes to work with your like skills, but also ESN in general, we have this internal training program. So it's maybe for the ESNers, but we get to like work on our skills and maybe use them also in the future. And whatever we do, we try to be environmentally sustainable. So maybe some of you guys think that ESN or like coming to an Erasmus is only just partying, but actually we do like a lot more in ESN, and it's just like it's you can find a bunch of things inside of ESN. And yeah, shortly who we are. So we're all volunteers here, and we do this because we want to do this. Or I hope we want to do this. Yeah. So now Lily will tell you a little bit about the upcoming trips. So actually the sales are starting today at 1. We have posted to our Facebook and Instagram, and we will also update the link tree that you can find from the bio, and there is like link to the each of the sales pages, and we have early bird discounts until the February 1st.
All right, so the first trip will be to Lapland, especially Kilpisjärvi. I've never been to Kilpisjärvi, been to Lapland anyways. You'll have the possibility to like visit Santa Claus Village, do a husky safari, go to Norway for a day, a lot of interesting things. And this is a very popular trip amongst students. I can confidently say that it sells out really quick. So be there or be square. The next one is a trip to the Baltic countries. So Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia. You get to go to the capital cities, walk around, sightsee, and take in that beautiful culture. That's all I actually have to say. All right. Now, this is a very Finnish trip because it's a cruise to Stockholm, and Finnish students, especially, they love cruises. So, this is a good chance to meet other people who are on ESN, like on their Erasmus exchange, because I think from each Finnish section, there's going to be at least someone there. So, you're going to meet a lot of students. And then there's going to be also other students from last time there were students from Estonia and Poland. So it's a very good trip. It's very interesting. And then Lofoten, it's in Norway. It has a beautiful scenery. You get to hike mountains, you get to go whale watching, you get to go on a little fjord cruise and discover different fishing villages. It's an interesting trip. I've been there, so take my word for it. And then this is a new addition to trips, and this is a good way to familiarize yourself with the Finnish nature, especially the Turku Archipelago. It's one of the biggest archipelagos, and in Finland, I think it's the biggest and the most pretty. So you should definitely go here if you want to see a different Finnish city and different scenery than Jyväskylä.
Alrighty, so we also organize some events here in Jyväskylä that you can participate in, and everybody can participate. You don't have to be a member of ESN to come to the events. We have a lot of different kinds of events. So, like Anina mentioned, we have like cultural events where you can get to know the Finnish way, like a sauna event, maybe some ski school or things like that. And then we have some events where we get to familiarize ourselves with the Finnish student parties. And of course, we have just events where you get to know other students, have a good time, like maybe pub quizzes or international dinners and things like that. And we already have planned something for the beginning of January. So we're gonna start next Tuesday with a kickoff party. It's at Club Free Time. And the tickets are free. You only need to pay the cloakroom. It was what, 3.5 euros? Three euros. Okay. Yeah, please come there. I think there will be a lot of students, and we wish to see you all there. And then on Thursday, we're playing a popular sport among the Finnish students called Kyykkä. And no worries if you've never heard about it, because we're gonna explain what it is. And then a little bit later, we have a Welcome to Finland sit-sit. Sit-sit is a really typical Finnish student party where we sing a lot of songs. We drink a lot if you want, you don't have to, and we eat good food. And it's a really unique experience, so I really recommend that one.
So next, first we start like, why would you become a member of ESN? So we have a bunch of local discounts here in Jyväskylä, and our main partner is Keskimaa. So the bars and restaurants called Free Time, where we have also the kickoff party. Then there is Revolution, then Ven, and also Amarillo is missing there. But yeah, the restaurants, and then we have Antishop. So Antishop is like sexual wellness shop. And then also the White Room hair salon, so you can get your like haircuts. They have minus 15% for like the ESN students. And then the important is time travels. If you even buy one trip, I'm not sure about the Turku one because it's a new one and it's a little bit like it's more affordable one, but your membership already pays yourself back if you even participate one of the trips, because you will get discount with the ESN membership. And also the Ryanair. So we have a bunch of international discounts, but maybe these two are the ones that the students love. So with the Ryanair, you get minus 10% and for like free luggage for four of your flights. So if you want to buy your flight back home like cheaply, then like you can use the ESN discounts at the Ryanair website. And also FlixBus offers you a bunch of discounts. So the ESN card, our current price is 11 euros. So how do you do it? How many has heard about the Kid app? It's an app. Okay, only a few of you guys. So it's really beneficial to download to your phone, because there will be like bunch of the event tickets, not just ours, but like if you participate any of your association's events, they are there. So the app is really useful. So you buy it there. You can find ESNU Vascular there. You can write it. It's already open. And then you have to come to the office to activate the membership. So we have to activate it. And then we give you the physical card that is the actual proof of your membership. So without the physical card, you cannot use the international discounts. And usually we also like check the physical card when you come to our trips. And more discounts you can see at the esncard.org. So there is all of the international discounts you can access. So here you might want to take a picture of this because this is like just the crash course, how you can like get your membership. And also here is a one mention that make sure that you actually purchase our membership. It is okay if you accidentally buy someone else's. You can just like contact that section and ask for a free refund. But yeah, like if you search ESNU Vascular, you should find it there. And yeah. And then of course, like also activate your card still at the esncard.org. So you get like the discounts are behind like the wall. So you have to register your card also there to get them. So then in the Kid app, we have the ESN cards, like I said, and then we have the overalls. We actually already have the overalls, so we will organize you an overall fitting, and then you can come try, and then we will tell you when we open the sales, but you can first try them. And then we have patches, and also the event tickets are there. And here are our social medias. So that is our Facebook group, then our Instagram page, and also our WhatsApp group. If you want to join, and we will actually approve everyone separately to the WhatsApp group because we have had like problem with the bots. So if it takes us a little bit time to like accept you there, so don't panic, we will do it. But if you cannot, like, for example, the WhatsApp group, you can find it from our Linktree. So there is a link to our WhatsApp group if you don't do it right now. And then you can find the socials if you just like search ESNU Vascular. So I will move forward. Yeah, I think everyone ready. So here's the link to the Linktree. Yeah, there is again the QR code, but it's also in the bio of like Facebook and Instagram. And then here is our contact information. So our office is in Mattilanniemi, so next to the business, and there is, I think, some statistics building. It's really confusing sometimes to find it. But yeah, we will try to figure out a way how to give you clear instructions. And then there is our website and the general Facebook and also the Instagram. And if you have any questions, you can DM us in the socials, or then send an email to the board at esnuvascular.org because it goes to everyone. So somebody will answer you through that email. Thank you, guys. And now we can take questions.